A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainis Lamed Aleph, Tainis 31a, pagination 61, the final page of the Masechta. We will start from the facing page. So we're on Lamed Amud Beis 30b, pagination 60, about, I'm guessing, 20 lines up, at the end of a line, Aleph Resh, by the two dots. Om Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel tells us, Lo hayu yamim tovim li Yisrael kachamisha asa ba'av, there's no rejoicing, a holiday, like the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur. We're focused on the 15th day of Av, because the season of Tisha B'Av, that entire mourning season, to a great extent is lifted upon Chamisha Asar B'Av, the 15th day of Av, the full moon of the month of Av. The Gemara says, Bishlomo Yom HaKippurim, I understand Yom Kippur is a holiday in a certain way. It's a day of rejoicing. Mishum de'ispe slichu mechila, because it's a day of forgiveness. Yom shenitnu bo luchos acharonos. It's the time that we got the second luchos, and we were able to restore that which we lost as a result of the egel. Eletu ba'av ma'hi, but what is the rejoicing of the 15th day of Av? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we'll see here, there are actually quite a number of reasons. Number one, Yom Shehutu Shivatim Lavo Zebazeh. It's the day that the Shivatim were allowed to marry into each other. Until then, there was some restriction dealing with the inheritance of portions of the land of Israel in the generation that they entered the land from the desert. And now it became permitted for them to intermarry between the tribes. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman. Another reason, Yom Shehutu Shevet Binyamin Lava Bakal. It was the day that the Jewish people, described in the book of Shoftim, rescinded their sanction against the tribe of Binyamin, and they allowed the tribes to intermarry once again. Skipping to the second wide line, Amar Rabba Barachano, Amar Rabbi Yechon, and another reason, Yom Shakolu Bo Meisei Midbar. We described this in an earlier session, the day that the Jews in the desert realized that they would no longer die on Tisha B'Av, that the punishment resulting from the story of the spies had finally been finished. On the 9th of Av each year, they would bury themselves, so to speak. They would sleep in graves, and in the morning, those who were dead were simply covered over. And once in that last year, the 15th day of the month, and the full moon came, and they saw that each night they went into the grave thinking maybe they miscalculated the 9th of Av, when they saw the full moon, they realized that indeed the punishment was over, and they would not die that year the way they had on Tisha B'Av in the previous years. Many thousands would die. One line up from the bottom, Ula Omar, another reason that Tu B'Av is a celebration, Yom Shepitel Hoshea ben Ela Pardesios Shehoshev Yeravim ben Nevat. It was the day that Hoshea ben Ela, a later king in the book of Malachim Beis, he rescinded the procedure that Yeravim ben Nevat had created, not allowing people to go to Yerushalayim to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. The kings of the 10 tribes didn't want anybody to go there and perhaps realize that the Beis HaMikdash and the king of Yehuda was the real place of worship and the real place of allegiance, and therefore they didn't let people go to the Beis HaMikdash. Hoshea ben Ela finally rescinded all that. It was unfortunately too late to recover the perspective of the Jewish people and avert the galus, both for the 10 tribes and eventually for the tribes that were around the Beis HaMikdash, but nevertheless, it was a day of celebration, Hoshea ben Ela's move to remove the roadblocks. Moving on to today's daf, on the top of the page, Rav Masna Amar Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beita Likvura. This was the day that those killed in Beitar, in Bar Kokhba's last stand, that great city, so the Romans destroyed the city and killed thousands, and left the bodies to rot. So the Gemara describes that lo hisrichu, one great appreciation was felt that Hashem miraculously made, that even though the bodies were there for years, they did not deteriorate. And also the appreciation on Tu B'Av that they were given permission to finally bury the bodies of those victims, shenitnu likivura. Rabbi Rav Yosef on the fifth line, the Amri Tarvayu, they say Yom Shapaskul Milichros Etzim Lema'arocha. It was a celebration because it was the conclusion of a mitzvah. It was the time that they completed cutting the wood for the Mizbeach. From that point on, the sun is not as strong and the wood would not be as dry, and therefore they timed themselves to be completed on that day, and that was a day of celebration, like a siyum. It was the conclusion of a mitzvah. The Gemara says, Mikan va'elach, from that point on, there's less sunlight. Demosif Yosef, a person should make sure, since the night time hours become more, a person should make sure to add on to his Torah learning. Traditionally, their concept was that as much as there was daylight, that's how much people would have to work. But if there was less daylight, then there's more night, and therefore there's more time to learn. By the light of a candle, you could learn. But the work day was based on sunlight. The Gemara also tells us that there was a time when the Benos Yisrael would go out in circles, and it was a time of Shiduchim. Tana, on the second wide line, we learnt, Mishe'en lo isha nifne l'sham, a person who was not married would go to these circles, would go to this congregation of young girls, and would look to get a shidduch. We keep the shadchanim busy, presumably. It was, imagine, the equivalent of a singles weekend. And if a person wasn't married, this would be an opportunity to try to do matchmaking. The Gemara describes how each type of girl would highlight her attributes. Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt, Yaf Yafios Shebohen Mahu Omros, if a girl was beautiful, Tunuay Nechem Leyofi, look at the beauty, Sheino Isha Ela Leyofi, because a woman that's beautiful makes a good Shidduch. Miuchaso Shebohen Mahu Omros, the ones who had good lineage, what would they say? Tunuay Nechem Lemishpacha, look at the family, because a woman is for children. A woman who's coming from a good family, presumably it comes naturally to have good children. The ones who are not pretty, what would they say? They would say, get married for the sake of heaven. You'll decorate your wife with gold, with ornaments, and she'll be pretty to you. And that's the principle that we have, that every kala, if she's appreciated properly, kala noe vachasuda. Omar ula bira, the last statement of the Masechta, Omar Abelazar, Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu la'asas mechol la'tzadikim. Hashem ultimately will make circle for tzadikim. V'yoshev b'neihem began Eden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, the Shechina will be in the center of the circle in Gan Eden. V'chol echad ve'echad mara be'etzba'o, and every tzaddik will be able to point to the center of the circle and say, Hinei Elokeinu zeh, this is our Hashem, kivinu lo v'yoshienu, we hope to Him, and we experienced salvation from Him. The Mefarshim wonder why specifically in a circle, and what's the connection to the previous Gemara. And the concept of a circle is that everyone on the circle is equidistant to the center. Different tzaddikim, if they were misfocused, would think that they're better tzaddikim than the next one. But the principle that we apply to tzaddikim is they should appreciate that even if different tzaddikim with different strengths have different attributes, nevertheless they are equidistant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be L'Shem Shamayim, but everybody has a slightly different Derech Avoda, a different way of coming close to Hashem. Each one prioritizes different mitzvahs, but if it's all legitimate, then they're all included in the circle. And it's very similar to the previous Gemara, that each girl, in her own way, would make a good Shidduch, but you have to highlight her attributes. And here too, we daven, we yearn for that day, Nagila v'nismacha b'shu'aso, that Hashem should make that circle for tzaddikim and enable tzaddikim in different levels, different styles, to complement each other and experience themselves indeed as equidistant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all working for a common cause. Hadun alach mesechas tainis, we daven for the ability to go back and learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.